Welcome to Liam's All About Science Show. I'm Liam, and here is my co-host, Dad.
Hey, everybody.
Today, the topic about our show will be electricity.
This is exciting, Liam. I really like electricity, and I think you're going to give us some information about how electricity works.
Dad. Formed when electrons flow through wires or other conductors.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's how the electricity gets from, say, a battery to a machine or something.
A common source of energy for machines.
That's true. That is true.
Made up of an atom's negatively charged electron.
Huh, I just learned something new there.
The negatively charged electrons rush toward positive protons.
That sounds pretty exciting. I like that. Do you want to tell us some things that you like about electricity?
Electricity is better than gas in cars because it doesn't hurt the environment.
That's right, Liam. There aren't any toxic emissions coming out of electric cars. They're also becoming more popular. And California passed a law where starting in 2035, all new cars sold will need to be electric.
Wow, it's cool how electricity can go fast in lightning.
Yes, that is cool. That's also what makes the sound waves leading to thunder.
It's weird how sometimes there is too much electricity and things blow up.
That's true. That's called a surge. And it can damage equipment.
Wow! And thank you for listening and joining, folks, and we will see you tomorrow.
Hello, this is me, Nathan, speaking. This is how you know how to do times. So first, if you know plus, then this might be easy for you. Or if you know skip counting, like 2, 4, 6, 8, then multiplication is like 2 times 2, you just skip count by 2. That the answer is 4 because you skip count 2 times. And if it's a 1, then that means it's just the number, you don't time. But if it's 0, it's just 0. And like, if you want to do big numbers, I would suggest then... I don't know, but I think it is really hard to do big numbers. So, well, I could tell you how, if it has a zero, both numbers, then like 10 times 10, you just take the zero from the number and then you add it to the other number. Or you could just skip count. Bye-bye.